and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
My daughter has been hard at work trying to get her leprechaun trap ready for tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day.
I mean, you don't think that that's, like, you know, kind of evil or mean? You know, you're trying to trap a small creature that's running around. It's a living being, Anna.
Well, if you see what it does to my house when he escapes, I don't know if you would say that. Star 89.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us in the studio, Mr. Leprechaun. Thank you for taking the time this morning to come talk to us.
Yeah. Don't make it a big production or act like you care about my well-being when you only check in once a year, 24 hours before I'm working a day straight. I mean, even Santa Claus gets letters at the beginning of Christmas season. The Thanksgiving turkey gets basted and bathed in butter. And the Easter Bunny, don't get me started on that guy.
What's up with the Easter Bunny, man? You sound a little bit bitter.
That guy's got it made, always hopping from party to party, handing out presents on the nice green grass and the sunshine. That guy thinks his poop don't stink, so he leaves it any way he pleases.
I mean, you sound a little bit angry, Mr. Leprechaun.
Angry? I live under a tree and spend my hours breaking and entering, trying to find my gold so I can pay the rent. You know, I actually got an eviction notice last week on the town green. Raise your hand if you knew there were no squatter's rights to an oak tree, because I sure didn't.
Still, I mean, this is the time of year where you get the gold and the glory.
Have you ever actually tried to reach the end of the rainbow? Because it's miles and miles away, and I ain't got the longest legs. That's why I started sneaking into people's houses in the first place. It's just closer.
Speaking of that, when you sneak into a house, say, my house, what exactly are you looking for?
Lotion, socks, travel-size shampoo, conditioner, Tide Pods, and, of course, small children to eat.
What? I got out of hand fast.
Listen, you have any idea how chafed your skin gets when you've been wearing the same skivvies for eternity? I need to moisturize. My elbows and knees are ashy. Hair could use a blowout. And I love the smell of clean clothes and the sweet, tangy taste of laundry detergent.
All right, but what about the kids?
Hey, you guys brought that on yourselves. With all those traps you're laying out all over the house and in the front yard, you're trying to deal with that every night when you go to work. Like walking through Legos barefoot. Besides, if the Almighty didn't want me to eat children, then why'd he make them so tasty?
Okay, Mr. Leprechaun, I think this conversation is over.
Oh, sure. Go drown out yourselves in green beer now. I guess things must have gotten a little too real for you, huh? Amateurs!